So yes, thank you, Dean. First, let me put you in context. As Dean was saying, we have approximately 2 million refugees for a population estimated of 5 million, no real statistics. And we have an educational system who once was the best in the region, who is currently outdated. The last revision of the curriculum is in 1997. The world changed, country changed, so it's completely outdated. And I would like to point another challenge, and it is international initiative and international projects. So it's not a matter of how great they are, and some of them are really good, some of them are really great. It's a matter of priority. And we have too many inter when you have a refugee situation, you become like a lab for initiative to be tested. And when you have too many initiative, it's a matter of priority. Well, our government prioritize money. So if you have money and a project, you will be chosen. An example lately is a research funded by the World Bank on makerspace. I love makerspace, but in an outdated, in a situation where the curriculum is outdated, in a situation where teacher lack of real training, makerspace is not a priority. And the consequence is that for the first time in Lebanon, we are facing a major educational crisis. And girls are the mostly affected, especially girls in vulnerable area. The education of girls is considered as secondary in conventional communities. And so if there is, and this is the most, the biggest problem is transportation. So when you face a transportation problem, you decide not to take your girls to school. It's easy, they stay in home and take care of the family, the brothers, the sisters, the home. So as educational specialist, we had to find a solution. And I think I do not really need to explain why digital is a good solution in the fact that schools cannot cater for the big number of refugees here. So especially that we discovered that international initiative equipped all remote area with computer lab, refurbished computers that are not being used because they are not really adapted program, easy to use programs. So our role as NGO, as a Lebanese alternative learning, was to create free digital support programs that were aligned on the curriculum. We advocate a lot for local content, for local context, and so it was adapted to the needs, to the Lebanese curriculum, in order to increase the dropout rate and to support adolescents to bridge their way back to school, especially those who are going into non-formal education. So for this, we work on an outdated Lebanese curriculum. We try to fill the gaps. We try to update the information. We also try to focus a lot on self-learning, analytical skills, and another of our motto is cultural heritage. Globalization of education is jeopardizing cultural heritage. Cultural heritage is not only name or background or the right color of the face. It's also about your history, your art, your music, your literature. And this is endangered by this kind of globalization of international initiative. And so I have no time. I will go to my solution. One more challenge we had to solve was the internet unreliability. And so we created this small box. The small box is a Raspberry Pi that we use as a server. So it's a tiny computer. All our content is upgraded on this micro SD card. We put the card in the box. Now you have all our content in the box. The box hotspot wireless and without electricity because you can add a power bank. computer lab, 30 devices can offline connect to it and use our contact. So basically, we had to think outside the box to put our content inside the box. So potentially, our solution is scalable. It is flexible. It is especially low cost. So this is mainly the reason why we chose it, because it is low cost. It can go anywhere, but it's a co-creation process, because once again, we believe in empowering local actors. They are the one who can really answer the needs. Do not impose ideas on them, but take their ideas and help them grow it. Thank you.